Okay, so you know that feeling, right? You're online trying to sign up for something new, maybe a bank account or access some government service, and everything's going fine. Then, bam, you hit that wall. Verify your identity.
We've all been there.
Yeah, and you try the usual stuff, maybe that automatic credit check thing or, holding your passport up to the webcam on a shaky video call.
Right, the standard online methods.
But sometimes they just don't work. Like there's a glitch, or maybe the service needs something, I don't know, more solid.
Exactly. It fails for some
It's
reason.
so frustrating. You just think, okay, now what do I do? Well, today we're gonna dig into this really interesting solution they use a lot in Germany for exactly that problem, verifying who you are for online stuff.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat blend, actually. It uses the digital world, but also the, well, the physical world, too.
How does that work?
Well, what's really key here is that it often acts as a fallback, you
A
know?
fallback, meaning like plan B.
Pretty much. So you've got your usual digital ID methods, maybe using your bank login, those video calls we mentioned, or checks with credit agencies.
Right.
If those don't succeed, for whatever reason, maybe the data isn't clear, maybe the video connection drops, maybe it's just not conclusive enough, this method steps in.
Okay, so it's not always the first thing they try.
Not always,
No.
no. But it's this incredibly reliable safety net. It means people don't get locked out just because the first digital check didn't work.
And why use this physical method as the backup? Is it just more reliable?
That's part of it, definitely. But honestly, a big factor often comes down to practical stuff, like cost effectiveness.
Really? Going into a branch is cheaper.
Can be, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially compared to perfecting complex digital systems to handle every single edge case or type of ID document flawlessly. This system leverages an existing infrastructure, which makes it very efficient as that reliable backup. It just works.
Okay, so it's about making sure online signups can always get finished securely,
Yeah.
even if the pure tech stuff hiccups, and doing it in a way that actually makes sense financially for the companies involved.
Precisely.
So our mission today then is to really get into how the system works, how widespread it is, because the scale sounds impressive and, why it's seen as so secure.
Yeah, let's unpack it. You might be surprised. It's kind of elegant in its own way.
Okay, let's start with the user. So I've started signing up online, it didn't work digitally, and now I'm told I need to do this in-person thing. What's the first step?
Right. So once the online part triggers this process, you get something called a postident coupon.
A coupon, like for groceries.
Not quite. Think of it more like a unique code, a QR code maybe, or a barcode. It doesn't actually have your personal details on it, but it's securely linked to your specific registration attempt.
Okay, like a ticket or a reference number.
Exactly. And you get this digitally. You can print it out if you want, or just pull it up on the Postident app on your smartphone. So there's flexibility right away.
Got it. So I have my code, digital or paper. Then what? I just walk into a post office.
That's the core idea, yeah. You take that coupon, and crucially, you also need your official ID document, like your passport or national ID card. You go into one of the Deutsche Post branches, the regular post office.
And then.
Well, the employee there takes your coupon and scans it. That scan connects your physical presence right there in the branch back to that specific online registration you started.
So it links the physical you to the digital request.
Exactly. But just scanning the coupon isn't the main event. That's just step one. The really important part, the security check, happens next.
And that's the human part, I guess,
Yeah.
where the physical network really comes into play.
Absolutely. This is where the value of the in-person check shines. The employee doesn't just scan and say, okay. They take your ID document and they meticulously check it. They look at the photo, they look at you. Do they
The
match?
classic check.
Right. And they verify the details on the ID name, date of birth, etc., against the information linked to that digital coupon you brought in.
So it's a real person making sure everything lines up, not just an algorithm.
Precisely. And that human layer is incredibly valuable for security. Think about spotting sophisticated fakes or dealing with less common ID types that automated systems might struggle with. It adds a real layer of certainty, that look you in the eye verification.
Okay, that makes sense. So the employee does their due diligence, checks my face, checks the ID, confirms it matches the scanned coupon info. Everything's good. How does that confirmation get back to the online service I was trying to sign up for?
Ah, see, that's the seamless digital part of the bridge. Once the employee confirms everything's legit, they enter the confirmation, and those key identification details are immediately sent digitally to a system called InSync.
InSync. What's that?
Think of InSync as a dedicated secure platform. It's like a specialized trusted messenger service. It takes the confirmed identity data from the post office system and transmits it instantly and securely back to the original online company or service provider who needed you to verify yourself in the first place.
So the post office tells InSync and InSync tells the website securely.
Exactly. It's a very efficient handover. Secure, fast, reliable. It completes the loop back to your online registration.
That's pretty clever. It's like a relay race between the physical branch and the digital backend. Now, who pays for this? When I go into the post office, do I pay a fee?
No, the user doesn't pay at the counter. The whole thing works because the company asking you to verify your ID, the bank, the online shop, whoever has a pre-existing contract with Deutsche Post.
Oh, okay.
So the verification transactions are settled directly between the service provider and Deutsche Post based on that contract. It's a B2B arrangement.
That makes sense. It standardizes the process for the businesses using it.
Yes, it's a well-established, organized system. That contributes to its reliability, too.
Okay, so we've covered the user journey and the mechanics. Let's zoom out a bit. You mentioned it uses the Deutsche Post network. Just how big is that network? We're talking about Germany here.
This is really where the power of the system becomes clear. It leverages the entire nationwide network of Deutsche Post branches. And that means over 8,500 physical locations.
Wow. 8,500.
Yep. Over 8,500 post office branches across the country, all equipped and trained to handle these post-accredited verifications.
That's incredible. That's basically everywhere, right?
Pretty much. Think about the accessibility that provides. It means almost anyone, no matter where they are in Germany, is likely near a branch where they can do this. It really helps bridge the digital divide for identity verification.
It's hard to imagine a purely digital system having that kind of guaranteed physical access point, especially for people who might not be comfortable with apps or video calls or just don't have reliable internet or tech.
Exactly. It provides that essential physical safety net. And while the focus here is the in-branch method, it's worth noting that the InSync platform, the backend receiving the data, can also handle other methods like video ID through the post-it and portal itself.
So there are other options within the same overall system.
Yes, there are alternatives. Yep. But this in-branch method with its human verification and that incredible reach of 8,500 plus locations, that's what makes it such a robust national solution, especially for those cases where digital only just isn't enough or fails.
Okay, so vast network, human verification. Let's talk specifics for the user again. What exactly do I need to bring and what makes this method considered so secure? You mentioned ID.
Right. For the in-branch process, it's pretty straightforward. Two essential things. First, a valid ID document with your photo on it. That's non-negotiable. That's what the employee checks.
Okay. Photo ID makes sense.
Second, you need that post-it and coupon we talked about.
Yeah.
Either print it out or on your phone through the app. Those two things are your keys.
And what kind of ID documents are okay? Just German ones?
Good question. Primarily, yes, valid German ID cards, valid German passports. That's the standard. But they also recognize that people from other countries live and work in Germany or need to access services. So it also accepts official foreign ID cards and foreign passports.
Oh, okay. So it works for non-Germans too.
It can, yes. But there's an important condition. These foreign documents need to meet certain standards. They absolutely must have a photograph, obviously. And crucially, they need to have what's called a machine readable zone, or MRZ.
Ah, the MRZ. You mentioned that. What exactly is that, and why is it important for security?
So the MRZ, machine readable zone, is that block of text, usually two or three lines, at the bottom of the main page in passports, or on the back of many ID cards. It has your name, date of birth, document number, expiry date, all coded in a standard format.
Okay, I think I know what you mean. Looks like lines of letters and numbers and chevrons.
That's the one. Requiring an MRZ is a big security enhancer. Why? Because it allows the employee to potentially scan that zone quickly and accurately using a reader.
So it automates capturing the data.
Yes, and it cross-references it with what's visually on the card and what's linked to the coupon. It drastically reduces typos or errors in data entry, and it makes using fake or altered documents much, much harder. Faking an MRZ convincingly is complex.
I see. So it's not just the human check. It's also standardized machine-verifiable data on the document itself.
Exactly. That strict standard for accepted documents combined with the visual human check is why the system is seen as having a high level of security. It's layers of verification.
It really is fascinating. You combine that very traditional, trusted face-to-face interaction with a tech feature like the MRZ plus the secure digital transmission. it creates something really robust.
It does. And looping back to what we discussed at the start, this high security, the amazing reach of those 8,500 branches and its role as that essential fallback often comes back to cost effectiveness too.
It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? You'd think high-tech digital would always be cheaper.
Not necessarily, especially when you need near universal reach and extremely high reliability. This post-it-in system is a great example of leveraging existing trusted infrastructure. We often chase the newest tech, right?
Yeah, the shiny new object.
But sometimes, using a network that's already there, deeply embedded and trusted by the public, like the post office, and augmenting it with secure digital links, that can be incredibly powerful and efficient, especially for something as critical as identity verification.
It means services can actually onboard customers reliably, and people can access things without hitting a dead end just because the first digital attempt failed.
Precisely. It shows that sometimes the best solutions bridge the physical and digital, rather than trying to force everything into only one box. Yeah. It's about finding that right balance.
Okay, well, let's try and sum this up then. We've looked at this German in-branch ID system, Postident.
Uh-huh.
It's a nationwide way to securely confirm who you are for online stuff, acting as a really important fallback when digital methods don't quite cut it.
Right, ensuring access and trust.
And its real strength seems to be mixing that huge physical network, over 8,500 post offices, with secure, instant digital data transfer back to the service provider. Human checks meet secure tech.
Well put. And it really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What does this tell us about trust and security as we get more and more digital?
Hmm.
You know, does everything have to be purely digital to be considered modern or efficient? This example really highlights the ongoing value, maybe even the underestimated value, of physical infrastructure, how it can actually enable smooth digital life.
Yeah, it's that balance again, isn't it, between making things easy and making them truly secure and accessible for everyone.
Exactly. It's a constant balancing act.
Absolutely. So maybe think about your own online experiences. What security layers might be working behind the scenes? And how important is that physical world connection, even now? It's a reminder that innovation isn't always about ditching the old, but sometimes about cleverly connecting it to the new. Well, that's our time for this deep dive. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We hope this gave you something interesting to chew on about identity, trust, and how the physical and digital worlds interact. Keep asking questions, stay curious, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive. Bye for now.